Humble greetings, beautiful, bold, brave people. Welcome to the BKB Show podcast with me, Lerato Muimani, your host for as long as we are together. Today is the 24th of June. We're still on the Youth Month mode. That is because on the 16th of June every year in South Africa, we celebrate Youth Day, also known as Soweto Young Uprising, in commemoration of the resilience of the youth of 1976, when students from various schools in Soweto took to the streets to fight for a better, for a fair education for black people. We salute them for their political consciousness. They really fought a good fight. And now, 46 years later, year 2022, we have the youth of the 21st century continuing to bear the burden of unemployment and other issues that affect us as a society. Now, focusing on the positive side of things, we also have young people across the country who are continuing with the legacy of the youth of 1976 in ensuring that students, especially from disadvantaged backgrounds, receive proper education. Yes, we still have young people, we still have young leaders that deserve recognition for the work they do in their communities. As you know that on the BKB Show podcast, a platform for winners, we bring you the best. So today, we have for you a young leader by the name of Lindo Kuhle Zulu, age 25, all the way from KZN. He is a founder, a co-founder, and a president of Unity and Interaction Foundation. We have him with us. I will be in conversation with him. I hope that you will be inspired by his story. Let's go. Lindo Kuhle, hello. Welcome to the podcast. Happy to have you here with us.
Hello, Sis Lerato and listeners. Thanks for welcoming me in your show.
Yeah. So please tell us briefly about yourself. Who is Lindo Kuhle? What is he known for?
Lindo Kuhle Zulu is a boy from the lower south coast, Potchefstroom, eKamalake. I did my high school grades at Olandle High School. I ended up enrolling at Mangosuthu University of Technology for a diploma in marketing that I completed in 2021. Currently, I'm enrolled in my advanced diploma in marketing, and I am the co-founder and executive chairman of the board of UNI, as well as the president of the foundation. Thank you.
Yeah, on this podcast, we are for inspiration, and you know that behind every brand, there is a story. Could you please share your story with us, your journey with us? What really inspired you to start this foundation, Lindo Kuhle?
Unity and Interaction Foundation inspires action and support for communities. As a startup mission, Unity and Interaction Foundation has went on an organizational discovery. Through that, the foundation, along with its board of directors, has ensured that the foundation does numerous programs for people in the province of KwaZulu-Natal. We have visited 30 plus high schools, which covered a number of 10,000 plus learners in terms of assistance with CO applications, other versus applications, as well as funding applications in the form of NSFAS and other bursary applications. In terms of mission statement, Unity and Interaction Foundation looks to improve the quality of life for people by providing business-related assistance, education, as well as social services to communities that are in need, especially in the rural areas. We're inspired by a vision to say we want to uphold the sanity and dignity of people. We want to invite everyone into one common environment whereby we'll move ahead as one nation, see united in action, and surely determined that we shall overcome all social challenges that are facing other people. The foundation started in August 2020, in which a group of five people sat together to discuss its primary goals. The foundation had people whom are co-founders whom came from different environments. Some came from poor developing places, some came from developed places. That combination alone enabled us to notice a gap of need and inequality that was rising within communities. So we combined strategies, we combined ideas. Along the way, more people came into the foundation. So now we are a foundation of board of 11 board members, from the spokesperson, the chairperson, the deputy chair, up until the last additional member, which is the media and communications office. The foundation, through its operations, has been able to touch so many people's lives, and we look to continue to do so in the upcoming future.
You have been nominated in the 2022 GCI Top 20 Best Young Persons Award. Congratulations on that. How were you discovered? Please take us through the selection process as well.
This nomination came after I was nominated by a person, or should I say an individual whom I don't know, that knew my capabilities when it comes to community outreach programs. But a thorough selection was made by a panel of 6 judges, the former JCI top 10 winners previously, JCI executives, as well as the other external stakeholders. They made a selection of 20 people to allow them to get public voting, so to ensure that there are people that are deserving of this such opportunity. So I'm one of those top 20 nominees, of which the voting started from the 10th of June up until the 24th of June, as it still continues.
We want to see you win, Lindo Gutle. So how can people vote for you? How can we vote for you?
For everyone that wants or wishes to vote for myself, they can go to my timeline on Facebook. It's Lindo Gutle, MBHASHI Zulu. In full, it's Lindo Gutle Mbashi Zulu. You can go to my timeline. I have posted about the awards, and I have also shared the link. You just click on the link. The link will direct you straight to the nominees, the top 20 nominees. You will go to my name, Mr. Lindo Gutle Thandiwe Zulu. You will click and then enter your email account and then go to submit. The response will say, the response has been reported, and then it will prove that your vote has been confirmed. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us, winner. Yes, you are a winner. You've already won. The fact that you were discovered says it all. May you continue to grow in wisdom. Keep shining and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for kind words. Hopefully, I will come back with the award, as this award will serve as a huge source of inspiration for the community, from my community that I come from the people around me, my university, Mangosuthu University of Technology, and all the people that advocate for social impact or for creating change in their communities. Thank you for hosting me in your show, and I wish you all the best also. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know what GCISA stands for, let me plug you in. It stands for Junior Chamber International South Africa. It is a network of young active citizens who have one mission: to create developmental opportunities to empower young people in their communities. And that's exactly what Lindo Kuhle is doing. So please vote for him. I'm going to post a link on our social media platforms. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well. We are the BKB Show everywhere. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Enjoy your weekend. Much love. Take care. Bye-bye.